Over the last year or so, the murder rate has jumped in America's big cities. And today, the Justice Department is releasing an analysis that suggests that some of that jump may be caused by what's come to be known as the Ferguson effect. NPR's Martin Kusty reports.
The analysis was written by Rick Rosenfeld, a professor of criminology at the University of Missouri-St. Louis and a respected expert in crime trends.
We are in the midst of a very abrupt, precipitous, and large crime increase.
Specifically, murder is spiking in urban areas. He says last year in the country's 56 biggest cities, homicides jumped 17%.
That's a far larger percentage increase than in nearly any other year we've seen over the last couple of decades.
When there's a spike in the numbers like that, criminologists look to see if it correlates with other trends, such as a surge in the illegal drug trade or a wave of ex-convicts getting released from prison. While both those things have happened in recent years, Rosenfeld's analysis shows the timing isn't right. They don't quite sync up with the spike in murders. But there is another potential explanation that does.
Some version of the Ferguson effect.
Notice he says some version of the Ferguson effect. That's because people disagree about what that effect is. It could be about police holding back, afraid to do their jobs. Or you could look at it from the opposite point of view, that it's a matter of citizens, especially black people, losing faith in local cops.
When the perceived legitimacy of the police is in decline, community members take matters into their own hands because they perceive that the police are simply not going to provide the kind of protection the community desires.
Rosenfeld says he wants to see some more detailed statistics. For instance, he wants to see if the month-by-month arrest records show the police holding back. The problem is the FBI is painfully slow about releasing those detailed national numbers, and we may not get a complete view of the Ferguson effect until this fall, a full 2 years after Ferguson itself. Martin Kusty, NPR News.